It's a beautiful summer night at the Santa Barbara Bowl, and a big crowd is geared up for a concert headlined by the Seattle-based rock band The Head and the Heart. On the plaza just below the bowl seating area, hundreds of people are getting food and drinking wine and beer as they wait for the headliners to take the stage. Some of the people are drinking from silver stainless steel cups, which are much more than souvenirs. Bowl Executive Director Rick Bowler says they're part of a cutting-edge campaign to reduce plastic cup waste.
We put a real high priority on the greening within our venue and the aspect of reducing single-use plastic. A number of years ago, we collaborated with Jack Johnson and really began to gain some momentum and created a reusable program. One of the big moments at the front end of that program was a show where we handed out cups to every single individual that came in, and we did two nights with Jack Johnson, and along with his help, we were able to provide everybody with a cup, and we had basically zero plastic.
The cups give concert goers an easy way to help the environment, but there's also a financial incentive to use them over and over at the bowl. You get a dollar off each time you get a beverage refill. Ricky Biggs has one of the Jack Johnson logo cups.
This is the Jack Johnson benefit concert cup. Every time Jack Johnson comes to the bowl, he gives cups to like everybody, which is kind of cool because he's all about being as plastic free as possible for his shows. So just buying a ticket, you pretty much get a cup. I like it because it doesn't use plastic, and it's a cool like reminder of like, oh yeah, I went to this cool show, and I get to remember that every time I bring it.
Aaron Blasey has a different version of the Jack Johnson cup.
It is teal. We've got some yellow. I think it came in red as well. Kind of a retro vibe. Ukuleles, waves, very Jack Johnson. I think in Santa Barbara, I do think people are conscious of it. And I think there's been times we forgot our cup and we just didn't get drinks that night. It's now that we have these, we always bring them.
Bowl officials say the effort was the first of its kind at a concert venue and it kicked off 5 years ago. Moss Jacobs is senior vice president with Golden Voice, the AEG live company which books acts at the bowl and produces the massive Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals. He says while Jack Johnson really kicked off the reusable cup concept, other acts have embraced it.
We find another artist who is interested in one way or another in that concept, and we make a custom cup in honor of that artist, and then a percentage of the sales of that particular cup, and there's a limited amount of them, goes to a charity that artist selects, and then those cups become like collector's items. So we've had The Who, we've had Ben Harper. This year we're going to do Incubus, 20th anniversary cup.
The Lolicom organization, which connects nonprofits, businesses, and government agencies in innovative projects, helped launch the campaign. Dave Cramp is a frequent concert goer and says he now has a collection of the reusable cups.
Some of the artists actually come in and, you know, give them away. Jack Johnson, there's been a couple other concerts where they've given them away. So, you know, it's really sort of, you know, saving the environment, less, you know, wastage, and, you know, it's a good thing.
So you're saving the environment, but what beverage are you saving it with right now?
Hazy IPA. It's quite good. It's quite tasty.
Taylor Lindbergh has a version of the cup which doesn't feature a band but highlights the iconic concert venue.
We have the original Santa Barbara Bowl one. Yeah, aluminum cup.
What's your favorite thing to put in it?
Rosé all day.
Jillian Fowler says while it might not be a big deal, it feels good to help the environment and save a little money at the same time.
We get a really good discount as well as you are not, you know, littering or anything against the environment, so it's really exciting. I feel really good about being environmentally friendly.
Santa Barbara Bowl Executive Director Rick Bowler.
We've seen the program over the last few years build momentum. So as you see people coming in, it's part of their concert gear, basically, and they'll bring their cups. And essentially, it plays nicely with all the other things we do to green the facility, like sorting our trash, reducing waste.
It's estimated that reusable cups are cutting disposable cup use by more than 14,000 a season. And bowl officials say as people continue to get the reusable versions, they expect to see a continuing drop in plastic cup use. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.